Texas, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
CBS News Special Report. The deployment of 2,000 National Guard troops is beginning, according to KCBS-TV, following violent clashes between ICE agents and protesters in L.A. This is what it sounded like during the height of the demonstrations last night. This witness describes what happened when federal immigration officers moved in to detain people near a Home Depot in Paramount, south of the city.
We were at a stoplight when out of nowhere, immigration agents, ICE, all that came. They came dressed up in all their military gear. You're stuck in your car in your vehicle. When they saw us looking at them, that's when they started throwing tear gas.
The demonstrator explains why she's protesting.
All we're doing is trying to help our people from being separated from their families.
President Trump says masks will no longer be allowed at protests. CBS News Special Report, I'm Wendy Gillette.
You can always continue the conversation on social media. Share your thoughts when you find and follow Civic Media on Facebook, X, and Instagram.
For Civic Media News, I'm Savannah Tomei Olson. Postpartum depression and anxiety are more common than people think, and new moms on Medicaid are at a higher risk. Judith Ruiz Brandt reports.
Two of every five mothers who give birth in Wisconsin are covered by Badger Care. Federal data shows up to 50% of PPD cases are undiagnosed because of the stigma surrounding symptoms. Jennifer Davis with Postpartum Support International says the condition presented differently for her after both of her pregnancies, with symptoms of overwhelming worry and anxiety after her daughter's birth and depression after having her son.
Crying at night almost all the time, regretting this decision, feeling emotionally disconnected, but still outwardly smiling. Now I really am back in this place of I can't share this. I cannot share that I questioned why I had my son.
Federal data shows the prevalence of PPD is higher among those on Medicaid, with an increased likelihood for treatment in Medicaid expansion states. Wisconsin is one of only two states that have yet to expand their Medicaid coverage, although it recently passed legislation to extend Medicaid postpartum coverage from 60 days to a full year. Even though up to 85% of women experience mood changes in the first few days to weeks after delivery, postpartum depression and anxiety can take months to emerge and involve symptoms lasting longer than 2 weeks that interfere with daily life. Common signs of PPD include anxiety, sadness, anger, and irritability, difficulty sleeping, and intrusive thoughts, which can include thoughts of harming your baby. Research shows a 98% recovery rate with treatment. For Wisconsin News Connection, I'm Judith Ruiz Branch. Find our trust indicators at publicnewsservice.org.
You're listening to Civic Media News. I'm Savannah Tomei Olson.
A special night for the Brewers. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports at AmFam Field, with the Brewers and Padres weekend series wrapping up today. We'll have an update tonight. Now, last night, the Brewers winning 4-3, thanks to a walk-off home run by rookie Caleb Durbin. Manager Pat Murphy.
Yeah, there was a lot of great performance tonight, both sides. It was well-pitched, and, you know, this is the type of resiliency that you got to have.
In 2021, Caleb Durbin could have only dreamed of playing for the Brewers someday while in the minor leagues in Wisconsin.
Yeah, you know, it's really cool because when I was playing in the Northwoods League in Fond du Lac, you know, I was a Division III player and playing against a lot of, you know, D1 and other divisions in that league, and that was a big opportunity for me, not really knowing if I would get a chance at the next level, but, you know, was able to get my foot in the door, and looking where I'm at now and being able to go back, you know, it puts it all in perspective.
That's the Brewers' Caleb Durbin. Game 2 of the NBA Finals is tonight. The Thunder host the Pacers, Indiana winning Game 1. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
Enjoying this local program? Find the complete Civic Media lineup at civicmedia.us or the Civic Media app.
I'm meteorologist Rodney Price. Some showers and storms around for your Sunday. We'll have gusty winds and highs today in the lower 70s. For the overnight, showers and storms still around. Overnight lows will drop to the upper 40s to lower 50s. More rain chances into Monday. Right now, it's 58.
Lakeland Care is proud to be named one of the top workplaces in Wisconsin for 2025. But what really sets us apart is our commitment to providing personalized support for frail elders and adults with disabilities. Our care teams go above and beyond to help our members live their best lives with dignity and independence. Interested in becoming a member? Visit your local Aging and Disability Resource Center to see if you qualify. To learn more, visit www.lakelandcareinc.com. Lakeland Care. Together, we build better lives.
It's June Dairy Month, and though more than 5 million people call Wisconsin home, we share our state with close to 1.5 million cows. Those beautiful animals. Okay, I grew up on a dairy farm outside of Green Bay. They've been here since before we became a state. Can you answer this? Most of our cows' milk currently makes which product? Is it butter, cheese, or ice cream? The answer coming up. Wisconsin's first official milk plant. 1894 in the Waupun area of Fond du Lac County. Fast forward more than 120 years, now farmer-owned with a second location in the Outagamie County village of Black Creek, the Saputo plant is even featured on History Channel's Modern Marvels for its award-winning cheesemaking. So did you guess? Most of our cow's milk, 90% of it currently makes cheese. Gouda for you. Celebrating our dairy farmers with this slice of Wisconsin. I'm Terry Barr for the Civic Media Radio Network.
Jane Matinair and Greg Bach.
Coming up on the show, oil and gas industry expert Matt Randolph, also known as Mr. Global, will be here to talk about all things energy in Wisconsin. Don't miss it.
Matinair on air, weekday mornings 9 to 11.
You're listening to locally grown radio, WFHR, Rapids Home for Mornings with Pat Kreitlau.
Hey, back we are. I'm Lou Regani. You're the best audience anywhere because you get it. Thinking about this the other day, and half a century ago, those mid-70s, all the blockbuster movies and theaters everywhere, all over the world, and edgier chair stuff. Great music, too. John Williams had a lot to do. Talking about Raiders of the Lost Ark. With Harrison Ford, with his presence a lot of times here in Wisconsin. And Don Ameche, Oscar winner. Yesterday was his birthday. From Kenosha, you know. Harrison Ford, Raiders of the Lost Ark. Had a big presence in Walworth County. And George Lucas and Steven Spielberg, they teamed up. Some of the great movies of a half century ago. Oh yeah, Raiders of the Lost Ark. They were looking at Tom Selleck, Tim Matheson, Nick Nolte, Jeff Bridges, let's see, Peter Coyote, Jack Nicholson, Bill Murray, Steve Martin. I bet you Steve would have been good. Even Chevy Chase. The summer blockbuster. It's the music of the stars. Thank you.
got to play When I Grow Too Old To. Dream. That's an ad lib. I really put them out up there. Look. Now, we're just, my wife and I, we're just a plain couple. Plain as a pair of old slippers and about as interesting. And that's why I feel so comfortable introducing another average couple. Real homebodies, the Bonos, Sonny and Cher.
Now that tune was brought to you by Joel Kasha and Joel Hirshhorn.
I mean, you never take me any place.
Well, sure, that's because you're complaining you never have anything to wear.
Well, I haven't.
Yeah, and you're wearing it.
Wait a minute, that's not on the cards. Wait, you were supposed to just come out here and say the nominees for the best song are, and
read
it.
All right, that's what I'll do. Okay, I'm saying it now.
All right.
They are Ben from Ben, music by Walter Scharf and lyrics by Don Black.
Come Follow, Follow Me from The Little Ark, music by Fred Carlin, lyrics by Marcia Carlin.
Marmalade, Molasses, and Honey from The Life and Times of Judge Roy Bean. Music by Maurice Jarre, lyrics by Marilyn and Alan Bergman.
The Morning After from The Poseidon Adventure, music and lyrics by Al Kasha and Joel Hirshhorn.
Strange Are the Ways of Love from The Stepmother. Yeah, Stepmother, I thought it said father for a second. Music by Sammy Fain, lyrics by Paul Francis Webster. And the winner is... Ta-dum.
I'll do it.
You want the opener?
No, I'll do it with my finger. The winners are Al Kasha and Joel Hirshhorn for The Morning After.
All I can say is that I'm in a state of shock. This is a fantastic surprise, and I just want to thank Lionel Newman for giving us the opportunity, and Ronald Neame and Irwin Allen, and a special thanks to Happy Go Day for believing in us from the beginning. Thank you.
Thank you. I want to give my thanks to Irwin Allen, the producer, and Ronald Neame, and of course Lionel Newman. And a special thanks to Happy Go Day, and most of all to the Academy. I'm very extremely grateful. And you made two people very happy in Brooklyn tonight, Rose and Irving Kasha. So I want to thank you for that.
There's got to be a morning after. If we can hold on through the night, we have a chance to find the sunshine. Let's keep on looking for the light. Oh, can't you see the morning after? It's waiting right outside the store. Why don't we cross the bridge together and find the place that's safe and warm? It's not too late, we should be giving. Only with love can we climb. It's not too late. The darkness, we won't be searching anymore.
Close all watertight doors. Sound both stations.
What? Yes, sir.
Get up for Mayday.
Mayday, sir?
Yes, I said Mayday. Mayday, Mayday.
Mayday, Mayday, Mayday. This is SS Poseidon calling.
Mayday, what the hell is that?
Mayday? Why, that's the Russian New Year. You know what happened?
music from the summer blockbuster. From those swinging 70s. Raiders of the Lost Ark. People were joking. Losers of the Rated Ark. Yeah, Steven Spielberg. And George Lucas, executive producer. That was summer of 1981. That was a big old tribute to the big screen adventure movies of yesteryear. Those serials at the neighborhood theaters. Number one at the box office. Just on the opening weekend, $8 million. And a year later, it was still number six in the national box office spot. Now, that kind of success, you need a sequel. Well, this was actually a prequel. Wisconsin's own Harrison Ford did this picture 1 year before the events of the first picture. But it didn't do that well. Number one for 1 week. And by the time Labor Day rolled around, it was still at number 10. Indiana Jones and the Temple of Doom with Kate Capshaw.
Ewonze wa aiko da shing liben ya la ching bang ching ten za da. Anything goes. Wang ilu chu cha ku cha me ha ching su shu sha le fong yan I tao I tao. Anything goes. Wang kuan su sha sha I din dao tao bien ba wei ba bien wei tao. Mong wang zong zi da do zi zi kwe nu ku sha. Gu zi wo zui fe wa long jin la dong ma zi hong zi da song I ding wei ba. Anything goes.
the bow, some give him a bow. Anything goes.
The Star, 1975, summer, June, blockbuster, The Towering Inferno, based on two novels, Steve McQueen, Paul Newman, and The Music of the Stars.
Coming your way.
Warner Brothers and 20th Century Fox present Irwin Allen's production of The Towering Inferno. Steve McQueen, Paul Newman, William Holden, Faye Dunaway, Fred Astaire, Susan Blakely, Richard Chamberlain, Jennifer Jones, O.J. Simpson, Robert Vaughn, and Robert Wagner, The Towering Inferno.
Those people are going to die up there. Something's not done.
God, watch me out of here.
So you can stop worrying about me. What about me down there worrying about you?
I'll never let you go anywhere without me again.
I'll be back with the whole fire department.
The Towering Inferno.
Set me down on the scenic elevator.
Now, the producer of the Poseidon Adventure brings you more spectacle, more stars, more suspense than you've ever seen in one motion picture. Steve McQueen is the fire chief. Paul Newman is the architect. Step by step.
We may never love like this again. Don't stop the flow. We can't let. Touch the sky, though we may try. So while we're here, let's give our all. Release the dreams inside us and set them free. Oh, while we're here, let's leave a mark. There's a
Shall I tell you the winner? Well, I'll open it if you read it.
Oh, the winners are Al Kasha and Joel Hirshhorn. We may never love like this again. That's wonderful.
I'd just like to say thank you to the producer, Owen Allen, to Lionel Newman, to my wife, Jill, who's been such a source of inspiration, and to my family, who encouraged me to drop sonography and pursue songwriting as a full-time career. Thank you very much.
The great inspiration in my life, my wife, Seal Kasha. I'm very nervous, as you can see. And I'd like to thank the members of the Academy, and part of this is owed to Irwin Allen and Lionel Newman, and Jerry Henshaw, and Happy Go Day, and to the public, and to all the members of the Academy, and thank you, too.
Interestingly enough, Irwin Allen got his wife in an acting role. Played the mayor's wife. She was very good. The Towering Inferno. Ray Davies.
Thank you.
Davies on trumpet with his own orchestra. Then in 1982, big hit. It held a top number one money-making role for 11 years, E.T., the extraterrestrial.
And he's 3 million light years from home. In spring 2002, only in theaters.
I'm keeping you.
Steven Spielberg's masterpiece will come to life.
Home, home.
For a whole new generation. Experience the mystery.
Wait, what is it?
I don't know. Something scary.
The wonder.
What's happening?
The call.
E.T. Phone home.
That started it all. With never-before-seen footage, enhanced special effects, and an all-new digitally remastered soundtrack. The extraordinary 20th Anniversary Edition. E.T. The Extraterrestrial.
I'll be right here.
Only in theaters, March 2002.
E.T. got 11 Academy Award nominations. A tribute to the blockbusters of a half century ago. The part of E.T. was played by Matthew Demerit. He was 11. Matthew Demerit walked on his hands. He was born with no legs. Harrison Ford was in the picture, but he found his scene cut. He made a cameo. He played a principal of the school, and Spielberg said, "Your voice is too recognizable," and they cut it out entirely. Jack Nicholson as the Joker in Batman for Warner Brothers.
Batman! Batman!
That's Neil Hefti and Nelson Riddle. Here's Nelson with the Gotham City Municipal Swing Band. Nelson Riddle with Neil Hefti's Batman theme.
This is the Nick Winter Show, and I do the entertaining. Thank you. Let's go out with something really hot for these folks. A big hit out of 77. Star Wars. Nothing but Star Wars. Give me the Star Wars. Don't let them end. If they should fire wars, please let these Star Wars stay. And hey, how about that nutty Star Wars bar? Can you forget all the creatures in there? And hey, Darth Vader in that black and evil mask, did he scare you as much as he scared me? Star Wars! Those here in Star Wars, my seventh winner up here, Star Wars!
Bill Murray. Thank you. Darth Vader. Hard to believe. You think he's on the screen for half the movie. He was only on screen for 11 minutes. Hard to believe. Williams. Music of the Star, the summer blockbuster. We'll be right back. John Williams, you know, he's a jazz guy anyway. Can't leave jazz out of Star Wars. Cantina Band is the title. That was the Beantown Swing Band. Are they good? Music of the blockbusters now in 1980. Has it been 45 years that The Shining hit the screens? And there's a song in The Shining, more than one, but here's the one you remember. Ray Noble with Al Boley at the mic. For news, the music of the stars and the Columbia, and weather, and a few spots, and a PSA, public service announcement.
This is locally grown radio, WFHR 1320 AM, W248 DE, Wisconsin Rapids, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
CBS News special report. National Guard troops are now in Los Angeles and in Paramount, just south of the city. They showed up the day after police used tear gas and more to break up violent clashes between protesters and ICE agents. This man was near a Home Depot store when agents started detaining people there.
We were at a stoplight when out of nowhere, immigration agents, ICE, all that came. They came dressed up in all their military gear. You're stuck in your car and your vehicle. When they saw us looking at them, that's when they started throwing tear gas.
LA Times immigration reporter Rachel Yulonga.
A lot of anger over the federal immigration authorities coming into an area that's so heavily immigrant and detaining people who have been in the community for a long time. I talked to one woman who was giving out masks at the protest. She was a social worker. I asked her why she was there. She says, because these are my people.
The defense secretary says Marines are also on standby. CBS News special report. I'm Peter King.